Well, a number of things will happen this week. The first bit of news that's just broken is that the United Arab Emirates' central bank has moved to reassure overseas banks by providing what they call special liquidity into the markets, which the foreign banks will draw on. So fears that foreign banks may lose tens of billions of dollars may be somewhat averted now. Also, what will happen today is that markets in Dubai will reopen for the first time since the Eid holidays. The announcement that Dubai wanted a standstill on their debts happened just as the markets closed before the Eid holidays. So today we are likely to see calamitous falls in share prices on Dubai banks, and Arab-related property companies and private equity companies, which will be incredibly severe.
And I guess what investors globally are going to be looking for is just how far the ripples are going to spread.
Indeed, I think this story will run for 6 months to a year because there is so much money involved, and the relationship between the various businesses associated with Dubai World are so kind of complicated that it will take a long time to unravel, and banks will still be in line for tens of billions of losses out of all this.
And so in terms of the general levels of world markets, I mean, we have obviously seen these gains in the FTSE 100, for example, over recent months. Just how big is the effect going to be in the likes of London and New York?
Well, I think what Dubai has shown is that the financial crisis is by no means over, and other countries which have severe debt problems, such as Ireland, Greece, and even the UK, there's a sense in which over the next few months or over the next couple of years, we could see similar problems with countries requesting standstill arrangements on some of their sovereign debt. And so this kind of financial crisis has still got a lot of life left in it.
And was this just a case of Dubai World overstretching itself? It was buying everything from P&O to property companies. Is it just a simple case of it's got too much debt now?
Well, in many respects, some of the assets it's bought in the Western Hemisphere have been very, very good. I think from how I read it, it's how they overstretch themselves in the kingdom itself, creating this, you know, ridiculous empire of offices and also, you know, a snow dome in the middle of the desert, quite preposterous stuff. And it's those things that have really done for it. I mean, buying some grade A property in London or some really key infrastructure assets hasn't hurt it as much as going OTT on trying to create Dubai as a kind of a desert kingdom.
And what is going to happen now to those snow mountains and these kind of, you know, 13-star hotels? What's going to happen in Dubai itself?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of sites that won't see any activity. I think many of the pipe dreams and schemes will come to nothing. And the Dubai World scheme, which The Observer wrote about yesterday, that has completely been mothballed, where there's kind of like apartment blocks on areas representing different countries. I mean, that some of these kind of ridiculous things, I think, will just bite the will fade into the
sand, not the dust, perhaps.
The dust, indeed.